brought to you by Penguin.
The Rag and Bone Shop by Veronica O'Keeffe, read by Kate Locke.
Part 1. How We Make Memories. 1. Dawnings. There are events that occur in each of our lives that are experienced with a prescient sense that they will always be remembered. Occasionally, this feeling is particularly intense and, while not epiphanic, carries with it a sense of having stumbled into a new level of awareness. This new awareness is pre-verbal, like the rattling of cups on saucers that is the only sign of subterranean shifts. The rattle that set me on the journey to understanding the real matter of memory occurred in London in the early 2000s. Looking back, the incident is like the introductory scene in a novel where every ingredient of the story to be told is laid out with a canny casual innocence that, if retrospectively analysed, is prophetic of the outcome. Edith's story set me on a journey of breaking down and reformulating my ideas about memory. Knowledge that had become automatic to me, but that somehow eluded the material essence of what it is to be a sensate living human with a memory sculpted by individual experience. I met Edith in the Royal Bethlehem Hospital, the oldest psychiatric hospital in the world, and now part of the Maudsley Hospital of more contemporary fame. The Bethlehem dates back to 1247, when it was called the Bedlam, until Bedlam became a noun that indicated chaos and turmoil. The hospital was renamed in the early 20th century as the Bethlehem Royal. National treatment units were located in the 100-plus acres of horse, chestnut and hazel tree grounds of the hospital. I worked for 5 years as the lead clinician in a national perinatal psychiatric unit in the early 2000s, a unit that has so far been spared the decimation in NHS services that has since occurred. Women from all over the UK were transferred to us for specialist treatment for perinatal psychiatric illnesses, illnesses that arise during pregnancy are during the postpartum period. A badger family had set it in a tunnel in the ground close to the entrance of our unit. I often paused to look at the opening to their set in its soft, grassy mound on the off chance that the badger would, perhaps in a spontaneous moment of protective night watchmanship, pop its head out during daylight. I was commuting between London and Dublin during these years, and my two little ones in Dublin waited each week for news of sightings, but they had to do instead with pressed woodland flowers in spring and summer and hazelnuts and conkers in late autumn. I loved my 5 years of working in the Bethlehem, bringing women like Edith, who had been felled by the cruel illness of postpartum psychosis, back to their lives. Most of the women admitted to our unit had this rarely spoken about psychosis, which occurs in about 1,400 women in the UK yearly. Edith was admitted to the Bethlehem a few weeks following the birth of her baby. This is her story. Edith had no history of psychiatric illness when she gave birth to her baby. Baby's arrival was anticipated with joy. The pregnancy was healthy and fetal scans were normal. Labour was uncomplicated and a healthy baby was delivered at term. In the days following baby's birth, Edith became emotionally distant and seemed to become increasingly bewildered. She appeared to be distressed and preoccupied, but would not communicate the cause of her distress. Her condition rapidly deteriorated, and at the time of her admission, she had stopped eating.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?